The Alaska Marine Highway System's ferry schedule looks a little different this week, and a look at the agenda for Tuesday's assembly meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. Rough weather and a mechanical breakdown are affecting Alaska Marine Highway Service in southeast Alaska. The small ferry LeConte will skip Tuesday's sailings between Juneau and Haines. That's due to 50-knot winds and high seas predicted for part of its route. Officials say it will resume scheduled sailings with a trip to Cake Tuesday night. The ferry Columbia is also sailing a modified schedule through most of this week. That's because the system's largest vessel was sidelined for much of Sunday due to a mechanical problem. Alaska Marine Highway spokeswoman Ora Landau says the ship won't skip any port calls.
It's running about 12 hours late, and it'll be on a modified schedule through Thursday. It'll resume its normal schedule with a northbound sailing leaving Bellingham on Friday.
The Columbia sails weekly round trips from Bellingham, Washington to Skagway. It stops in Haines, Juneau, Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan along the way. The problem occurred as the Columbia sailed from Bellingham to Ketchikan. Landau says what's called a steering indicator rod stopped working.
That's the piece that when the wheel gives the command to the rudders to move, tells the steering mechanism that the rudder has moved.
She says a technician had to fly into Ketchikan to make the repairs. The problem took less than a day to fix. That's much faster than a previous breakdown. The Columbia returned to service in late October after being sidelined for about a year. That came after a propeller struck a submerged object. Parts weren't available and had to be built from scratch. The Columbia carries around 500 passengers and more than 130 vehicles. It also has about 100 cabins. The LeConte carries fewer than half as many passengers and about a quarter as many cars and trucks. It has no staterooms. The Haines Assembly is set to discuss heliskiing, commercial marijuana, and more at a regular meeting Tuesday. I spoke with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel about what's coming up. Looking at the second hearing of an ordinance to designate minor offense fines for penalties set forth in the new Parks Code. And
yes.
This has been sort of there have been mixed feelings on the agenda about this item. I mean, on the assembly about this item.
Right. There are assembly members that recognize that when you have an offense or something that you want to manage, that placing a fine on it is a way to manage people. But there are others who would prefer not to add yet another fine to camping. So if somebody is camping in a public park, meaning that they're either sleeping in their car, in some kind of vehicle, or if they have a tent, or even if they're sleeping on the ground in a sleeping bag or on a mat, they will be asked to move because it is prohibited by law. But right now, the adjustment for this is to not attach a fine to that, but just be asked to be moved.
We're going into the fifth hearing of an ordinance revising the heliski map amendment.
Yeah,
process,
guess what?
But you don't want that to happen.
I'm recommending that it be tabled.
Why is that?
After the meeting on December 12th, there was much public input to the assembly, and the assembly also expressed or demonstrated their desire to maybe work more directly with ADFNG and the permittees to establish, or not establish, but to make the recommendations for changes in the map. Because it became too difficult, I think, for us to interpret the maps and the information as it was presented by ADFNG. So since that time, since the 12th of December, ADFNG has been in contact with me and said that they would be willing to work with the permittees. I contacted the three permittees that we have, and they are all in agreement to work directly with ADFNG. So at this point in time, I am in a organizational pattern, working with ADFNG and the permittees, trying to find a a facilitator or a mediator that might help the process of identifying the other proposals. And then that would go to the assembly directly. So right now, that particular ordinance describes a different process. And so I'd like to table that ordinance until we hear back from ADFNG and the permittees and that whole process of getting together to be collaborative. Like to use that word every once in a while.
There is another Helsinki related item on the agenda, and that goes back to the vote at their last meeting to accept those specific changes to the Helsinki map, but one assembly member has a possible motion to reconsider her vote, which would bring it back
up. It is on the agenda to be brought back. Assembly Member Scott has expressed a desire to revisit the question and to amend the resolution so that it includes as acceptable terrain for the 2018-19 seasons to use four different areas, one of which is currently, it was approved at the December 12th meeting, one of them which was not approved, and that would be taken off, and then add the three other areas that ADFNG did not have serious concerns about.
The assembly is also looking at a resolution that looks like a next step in the harbor project to authorize the execution of the contract for the harbor office, retaining wall and pad.
Right. I'm wanting to call that the abutment. Okay. Because it actually serves two purposes. I think we're kind of focused on it being a pad for the proposed harbor office, but it is also the abutment to which the gangway that will connect the parking lot to the floats when we get those. So it's an abutment that serves those two purposes. And yes, at this point in time, we have a proposal from PND to do the design for the abutment.
There are a couple ordinances for introduction, and one is to define and provide zoning for commercial marijuana.
That ordinance, I want to assure people, has been drafted under the guidance of ordinances that were developed in Fairbanks and in other areas that already have kind of a robust industry ongoing. Basically, what we're doing is we're defining all of the different commercial activities that are associated with this new industry, everything from, producing it, growing it, cultivating it, trimming it, fashioning it, producing it, packaging it, all those things. So there's a lot of pages of writing that include all of those definitions of those businesses or activities. And then the ordinance goes on to describe in what existing zones in the borough will each one of those types of activities be allowed.
There's an executive session on the agenda to address some concerns that were raised by a resident at a November meeting.
Right. On November 28th, Mr. Dean Laurie addressed the assembly during the public comment period. He had some concerns, some allegations about borough activities, and he suggested that there might be legal ramifications, and he asked for consideration of that. And so we are going to meet in executive session to discuss how we want to respond to Mr. Laurie.
That was Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel talking about the agenda for Tuesday's assembly meeting. It's at 6:30 p.m. in assembly chambers. You can listen live through a link on our website, khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.